Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tree Talk. I'm your host, Levi Mock, admissions counselor here at Indiana State University. And today we have a very special segment on the docket, the ISU Big Trivia Challenge. Woo! And participating in today's Big Trivia Challenge is a special someone that I would never confuse with another student worker named Holly. I happily welcome Miss Sarah with a non-optional H. Williams. How is it going?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Great. Fantastic. Now, Sarah, why don't you tell our dear listeners who you are, what you do here, and just, I don't know, a little bit about yourself. But only a little bit. Not too little, though. Be advised, you're being timed. Go.
Sure. My name is Sarah Williams. I'm a senior here. I'm a campus tour guide and a student coordinator in the Office of Admissions, so I help a lot with the visiting students. I am an operations and supply chain management major, which is over in the business college, and I love doing that. And I graduate in May, so I'm almost done here.
All right, nice. Now, Sarah, I need to ask, are you ready for the big trivia challenge?
I think I'm ready. I think I can handle it.
Terrific. Now, just so you understand the rules of how this all works, the Big Trivia Challenge is composed of 13 questions about ISU that will typically fall under one of three categories, all right? True or false, multiple choice, or time pressure. These questions will be asked in any order that I see fit. All you have to do is answer them. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, awesome. So, with that out of the way, it's now finally time for the Big Trivia Challenge! Sarah, we're going to start with question one. This will be multiple choice for the first portion of it. How many times have the Sycamores been to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament? Is it A1, B2, C3, or D4?
I'm going to go with D4.
D4.
I have no idea anything about sports, Levi.
Well, that's what this is for. It's to teach people so they can learn. But D4, is that your final answer?
Yes.
D4. I'm sorry, that is wrong. That is wrong. It's okay. Don't worry. Off to a little rocky start. It's fine. Moses did get his question right. But no, it's okay. The answer is actually C3.
See, I was debating. I didn't know. Okay, that's fine.
It's all right. Three times. It's three. One, two, three. All right, so moving on to the second question. All right, so question two. How many times have the Sycamores been to the NCAA tournament? Last time it was how many times have they been to the Final Four. This time is how many times have they been to the NCAA tournament overall. So, yes, I'm hitting you with a lot of sports questions.
This is great
so
for me.
So be prepared. I did this on purpose. All right, so is it A5, B6, C7, or D8?
I'm going with B6.
Go with B6. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. That is also wrong.
I was really hopeful there for a second.
That is also wrong. Yes, unfortunately, it is also once again C7.
Jeez.
C7. So just to repeat, so we've been to the Final Four three times. Mm-hmm. We've been to the NCAA tournament a total of 7 times.
Cool.
All right, so now we're on to question three. 0 for 2, but we're hopefully going to pick it up on this one. Question three. Indiana State University was established in what year?
1865.
I didn't even go through the answers. Yes, the correct answer is D. 1865. You look so excited to say that.
I got one right. That's all I need.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, without telling you the answers, 1865 is the answer. All right. To follow up with that, question four. Indiana State University was established in 1865 as what? Is it A, the Indiana Teachers College, B, the Indiana Trades College, C, the Indiana Business College, or D, the Indiana Media College?
A, the Teaching College.
Final answer.
Final answer.
That is correct. See, you got this. A, the Indiana Teachers College or Normal School, as it was known when it first was established. All right, Sarah, on fire now. Got two under your belt. All right, so question five. The minimum GPA admissions requirement at Indiana State University is what? A, 2.0, B, 2.5, C, 2.25, or D, 2.6?
I'm going to go 2.5.
That is correct. That is correct. Congratulations. Congratulations. See, you got three in a row already. This isn't that hard. This isn't that bad. The answer is B, 2.5. All right. So now onward to question six. How many colleges do we have on campus? Is it A, 8, B, 7, C, 6, D, 5.
Yes, I gotta count this out. Okay.
Go for it.
College of Business, College of Tech, Health and Human Services, Arts and Sciences, Education, University College, Graduate College. Is that it?
I just need to know what number
said. I know. I'm thinking if there's any more. I'm going to go with 7, whichever number that was.
That was B. B was 7. So is that your final answer?
Yes. Is it 8?
The answer is B, 7. You are correct. Yes. You got it. You got it. Congratulations. You got it. It is B. Yes. That actually is quite funny because we're going on to question 7. Can you name the 7 colleges we have on campus? Now, this is called time. This is a time pressure question. Okay. So. Because you were so proficient in the previous question, I actually am going to give you an adjusted time. I was originally going to give you 20 seconds, but instead I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Okay.
Because I think you can handle that.
I think I can do it.
I think you can do that. All right, Sarah, the timer is set to 10 seconds to name all 7 colleges on campus. Ready and go.
College of Graduate Studies, University College, College of Health and Human Services, College of Tech, Scott College of Business, College of Teaching, and... Oh, you're kidding me.
You actually only got 5. You named 6, but you actually only got 5 because University College, yes, that is called University College, but it's not counted amongst the 7 colleges we have.
Really?
That's more of a program than it is an actual college.
Cool.
The one that you should have said was the Honors College, and the one you didn't say, I believe, was, I think it was Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, I was about to list that one.
So you got 5 out of the 7. So basically, if you, at least at this time when I do this, if you get over 50%, you basically got it correct. So you still get a point for it. Don't worry about it. But very good. You got really close. You almost named all of them within 10 seconds. That's very, very impressive. So good job. Good job. So now we're entering the area of true and false. True and false. Question 8. You're required to live on campus your first year of attending ISU. True or false?
True.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Man, without even blinking, without even flinching, ladies and gentlemen, that is true. That is true. Just stared me down right into the depths of my soul and just nailed it. All right, bonus off of this.
Okay.
Can you tell me the exception to that rule for first-year students?
Yeah, the exception is if you are considered a commuter student, which is, I believe, a 30-mile radius within the school.
Just a quick addendum. It's actually 60 miles. If you live within 60 miles of the university, then you're considered a commuter student, and therefore you can live off campus your freshman year, provided that you're also living at home while you're commuting. Now back to the show. I will accept it. There are several ones, but I will accept that one as well. That is correct. So the other ones are, just so you know, is if you happen to be, if you have to enter college with 32 credit hours, you also can go against that rule, or if you are 20 years old or older. So yes, all of those would accept the answer, so I'll give you an additional point for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Onward to question 9. True or false? You have the option to choose your own roommate your first year in the residence halls.
True.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Oh, you hesitated there for a second. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, final answer. That is correct. It is true. It is true. All right, we're getting close to the end here. Question 10. True or false? You cannot have a car on campus your freshman year.
That's false.
That is false. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That's correct. It is false. You actually can. You can have a car on campus freshman year. You just have to purchase a parking permit. All right. Question 11. True or false? Sporting events are free to students on campus.
True. With your student ID.
Wow. She even got the qualifier. That is true. I didn't even ask for that. It says right here. Yes. You just simply have to flash your ID. That is true. As long as you have your ID shown, you can get into any of the sporting events. All right, question 12. True or false? A first-year student has the ability to choose their own roommate when living in the residence halls.
True. You can choose your own roommate. Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct. Provided that the person you choose is also a first-year student, yes, you can choose your own roommate. All right, so we're down to the final question. Once again, this is a time pressure question.
The time ones are nerve-wracking.
That's why it's called time
pressure. I know.
Hence the name, time pressure. All right. Sarah, I want you to name all of ISU's Division I sports programs. Now, I will help you out here, and also this will be an addendum to the last show I did with Moses. There are actually 15 Division I sports teams here. You're going to get 30 seconds, but I want to see if you can answer it in 25. If you can, I'll give you an extra point. All right, so and separate, please, between men's and women's. Okay. Designate which one is so I can count it off. So you have 30 seconds on the clock. Once again, 25 seconds, you get an extra point. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Women's soccer, men's track and field, women's track and field, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, baseball, softball, women's swim and dive. Do we have men's swim and dive? No, I don't think we do. Men's cross country, women's cross country.
It's all right. Time is up, Sarah. Time is up. I'm sorry. Time is up. You got all but four. And this one's a little hard because I also stumbled on this last time I gave a question to Moses. But so the two sports that you missed were women's golf and women's volleyball.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But there's two that you probably didn't know because this actually is separated out. We actually have two others. So let me run through all of them and I'll list the other ones that you missed. So we do have men's basketball, baseball, cross country, football, track and field. But a separate sport from that is also indoor track and field, which trips people up a lot, but that is listed as a separate sport. We also have women's basketball, cross country, golf, soccer, softball, swimming and diving, track and field, indoor track and field, and then volleyball, as I mentioned earlier. And those are the sports here. But no, you did very well. I'll still give you a passing one for that. You did not get the 25 second mark, but still, you still got a point for that. So really quick, I am going to tally these answers together and we'll see how well you did.
Perfect.
All right, Sarah, we tallied up the scores and it seems you got, with the bonus point, 11 out of 13. Fantastic. So you actually beat Moses. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now, he did get a prize of my undying respect and gratitude, and you also get the same, plus a nice thumbs up. So congratulations, you did it. But anything you want to say before we kind of end the show?
Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be a Sycamore.
All right, awesome. And thank you very much, the loyal listener, for tuning in and listening to the Big Trivia Challenge. And once again, go Sycamore. Take care.